Hello, women of power and spirit. Today I'm really excited to share with you a prescription from January 10th, 2019 that goes like this. Feelings of pleasure and ease attract what we need. Since this month is about creating with ease and with fun, this prescription seemed just perfect because we've been taught to strive and work hard in order to achieve. Perhaps there is some truth to this. You know, after all, you can experience a great sense of accomplishment when you stretch yourself and meet a significant goal or outcome. It feels great. And no doubt you've done it in your life. You've aced a difficult test, completed a tough course, got a degree. You met a significant career goal. You went hiking or climbing and got to see some amazing views. You parasailed, parachuted, made it through a ropes course, or you learned a complicated dance form. You mastered a challenging game. You gave a speech. You learned how to drive a car, for heaven's sakes. Maybe you bought and fixed up your first home. You got through an entire exercise routine that was really challenging for you. You learned how to communicate effectively with people you love but disagree with. You bridged a racial or cultural barrier. You learned to meditate, sit in talking circle, or mastered some spiritual principle that was important to you. You stretched physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. You know what it takes to create through hard work, and that can be very satisfying. Since we're exploring the sacred feminine nature of creation, I want to ask you this question. Do you know the feminine side of this equation? Do you know how to manifest in pleasure and ease? Where have you done that in your life right now, recently, or perhaps in your past? What was that like for you? And what do you think was the key ingredient? What made it work for you? I was scared to death the day I realized the most likely limit to my prosperity. I believed I had to strive and work hard. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know that gene that's kind of embedded in us? You have to work hard. Even though I put in more time, energy, and creativity into my business, I was striving. I made very little more money. I was afraid. However, if I quit striving externally and stopped driving myself internally, I would make even less. I assumed the reason I had been so successful as a communications consultant years ago was because I worked hard, was blessed, and kept a positive frame of heart and mind. It never occurred to me that my mindset was probably the most significant part of that equation until I realized more recently that I was working too hard and making slow, very slow, steady progress, but not the leap I made 20 years ago. Finally, I decided I needed to look right at my fear, squarely at my fear, and I asked myself what I was most afraid of. And what went through my mind was this. As I said, what would happen if I stopped striving? Would I fail miserably? Would I get super lazy? Or would pleasure and ease take me to even greater success? And the fear that was behind it was that I'll get lazy and I won't do what I need to do to have the success I want to have. All right, so I decided right then and there I was going to make a commitment because that fear was behind every effort that I made in my prosperity, and I needed to meet that fear, and I needed to flip the equation around so the fear could no longer be in control. So here was my commitment. I decided to try out pleasure and ease for 1 month. Now, what's significant here is that I was living pretty close to month to month. So you can imagine how scary this was for me. But here's what I know from my experiences. If I'm learning and I'm maintaining a loving trust in the divine, the universe is very gentle with me, which means that the risk is often lower than I fear it will be. And I know that principle and how it works for me. So I said, okay, fear, we're going to flip the equation around. We are going to affirm and trust that the divine will be gentle with me the way the universe always has been, very gentle when I'm learning, and I'm being conscious in my learning process. Now, I want to share what I discovered in regard to prosperity, but I want you to consider how this concept just might apply to any area of your life. Healing, attracting a partner, going deeper into your life purpose? Are you striving but not seeing results? And what would happen if you surrendered the striving? If you were focused on healing, for example, with pleasure and ease, how would that change your experience of healing? Is it possible you could even look forward to healing? That it might be a really nice thing to do rather than a chore? It puts the healing into a whole new category. I've done this, and it's really fun, and the healing does happen. How about this in regard to finding your beloved? How would that change if it was coming from a sense of ease and pleasure and attracting a beloved who enjoyed the ease and pleasure in which and through which you experience your life? How might that affect the kind of partner that you attract? What new adventures in your life would a pleasurable and easy journey conjure up for you? Or your purpose? What changes would you make to get the most satisfaction out of every day? Every day, as much satisfaction as you can squeeze from it. What shifts when you put the emphasis on ease and pleasure? All right, back to my story. Here's what happened when I focused on ease and pleasure and my prosperity. I flowed from activity to activity with a non-driven schedule. In other words, it was a schedule that pleased me. I created more space for me, not just my clients, not just the projects we were working on, not just team members, but a schedule that felt like it flowed for me. I laughed more, I relaxed more, I met my clients, even with some of their heaviest issues, with an even greater state of presence and belief in them. I focused easily on what was most important and I let the rest go. I assumed, and it's the one place that I think assumptions can really work, I assumed income was there and I could relax and be in a state of ease while making it. And I made more money in that month than I had made in many, many years. And the following month, we almost doubled our monthly income. And on it went and continues to go, taking me into a journey, showing me how to relax and enjoy and when it is appropriate to strive, because there are some moments where that energy is correct. However, for me, my journey, a little feminine energy is what was needed. Well, let me reframe that. A lot of feminine energy is what worked for me, because I was more relaxed, more trusting, more open, and more clear to intuition and divine input. So consider asking yourself, where and when does it work best for you to strive? Think about your past. Think about your present moment. Where has striving been more of a thrill? You're moving toward an outcome and it's exciting. you might need the energy of striving to be prosperous. That might be right for you. I'm aware of a man that racks up his credit cards every month because it motivates him to pay it off the following month, and he cruises to make sure those cards are paid off. He thrives on striving. Clearly, given my relationship to striving, that would never work for me, but it works for him. So what about you? Where does this more masculine energy of striving work for you? And then ask yourself, when and where does ease work for you? Now, most of us have more experience with striving because we've been in a very masculine culture for so long. So if you're not sure where ease works for you, in what area would you be willing to experiment? An area where your preferred approach hasn't been working so well. Maybe some aspect of striving hasn't been working so well, and you've got little to lose. So why not try out ease? Kind of the same scenario I was in. Why not? I wasn't making the growth I wanted to see that I've made in the past. So why not try a different approach? And as you discover your dance with striving and easing into things, where is the balance for you? Since many of us struggle with the ease of creation, let's take that into our holding meditation. Consider a place in your life where you'd like to convert striving into easing and bring your desire for ease into the holding. I'll see you there.